Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 21st, live from the historic Fort Worth Stockyards in Fort Worth, Texas. It'll be broadcast on Dish Network, channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, then the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 28,800 head to be sold, including 11,000 yearling steers, 5,800 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and 500 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit our website, www.superiorlivestock.com, or call 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's next video auction coming up Thursday, March 21st. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, feeder cattle futures broke through technical support yesterday with April contracts moving above early March levels. The move to $147.80 is the highest contract price since November 2018 and may create additional underlying support through all the cattle trade. Live cattle futures remain stuck in the current market range of 126 to 130, but with April contracts moving above 129 Tuesday, the focus on underlying fundamental support could spark additional buying activity over the next couple of weeks. Cash trade remains undeveloped here today as bids are still unavailable, while asking prices are likely to redevelop at about $130 live and $210 dressed. Cash hog bids expected to continue to surge higher following firm gains in cash trade early in the week, as well as continued support in pork cutout values. Most bids expected to be steady to $2 higher here today. Futures trade is expected mixed, with increased underlying support likely to redevelop through the last half of the week. Light trade activity is expected to develop through the morning, with increased stability moving through the complex. Wheat markets are higher here this morning, taking solace in the positive comments from Brazilian President Bolsonaro at his summit with President Trump. The two agreed in kind to Brazil honoring a decades-old agreement to the World Trade Organization that they would import 750,000 metric tons of U.S. wheat duty-free. This would comprise about 10% of Brazilian wheat imports, but would certainly go a long way to tightening up the hard red winter wheat balance sheet. Corn futures are a tad firmer today, but have seen both sides in a 1.25 cent range. Corn's performance yesterday was disheartening, as the lows we'd given back half of the previous week's rally. Soybeans lower this morning, giving up more ground from last week's rally, as continued comments about Chinese purchases of U.S. ag products just aren't doing it for bulls any longer. In addition, as flooding talks persist, the most logical candidate for acreage switches will be soybeans. We're going to check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, April live cattle is up 80 cents at 129.12. June up 15 at 122.72. April feeder cattle up 150 at 147.80. And May's up 220 at 150.52. April hogs down 20 cents at 70.82. Kansas City wheat, May was down 3/4 at 435 3/4. July was down a penny at 445. Chicago wheat, May down a quarter penny, 456 1/2. July was down 3/4 at 462 3/4. May corn was down a quarter penny, 371 1/4. July was unchanged at 380 3/4. May soybeans down 1 3/4 at 904. July down 1 3/4 at 917 1/2. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.